Buenos días. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad is a very popular name in the world, you know, in December. And the Mexican people, you know, they use different kind of meals, you know, in Christmas, but they rejoice, you know, because something happening in Christmas is not the same in other months on the year. Christmas has something special, you know, and so this morning we want to talk about that special thing that Christmas have, and it's joys of Christmas or Nativity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for everything you do for us. Lord, give it to us that faith and strong and hope in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Lord, they said, for the joys of the Lord is your strength. And like Mexican or Americans, we love Christmas, you know. People from other countries, we love Christmas. But this event, Christmas, happening 2,000 years ago, you know. And this event stopped the traffic on the world. A lot of people in the world, they celebrate Christmas. And people, they stop his jobs. They have a family reunion. They have a big, a good meals, you know. And it's a happy, you know, family between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, you know. You know that history. But something happening in Christmas. Why is it special? Why is it special Christmas? And when Jesus, he born in Bethlehem, it's a tiny town. It's not important for Roman Empire. Jesus, he born in a very poor place. Who went to Israel this year? You know, raise your hand. We remember, you know, that history. We remember that history. You know, no heater, no mattress, you know. Completely different where we live today. And Jesus, he can make it. And there is the reason that Christmas is joy. It's because it's about him. And in our society today, you know, is they focus too much on things. But the joy is not that way. The joy is only in him. In Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. I'm not very good, you know, to read English, but you can find three things. Why Christmas, why the joys of Christmas. We can find three things there about the joys of Christmas. And the first thing we can find is celebration. Why celebration in Christmas is joys? Because Nativity or Christmas is the birthday of Jesus Christ. God, he loved the parties, you know. And sometimes, you know, I see the little babies, you know, and when they born and they have 1 year age or 2 years age, they don't understand what happened in the party, but they have, you know. And almost, you know, the Latino, they make a big party, you know, for celebrating his son's birthday. But the kid, they don't know idea what happened. But in this case, when Jesus, he born in Bethlehem, in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, we can find these three things: celebration and the joys of the Christmas. And this part of the joys of the Christmas, we found celebration. But we can see three things. God, first, God loved us. And I use a lot of time this verse with one of the groups in Des Moines, the Latino groups of the Jehovah Witnesses. And I use this verse, John 3:16, because when I found these people and they came with me and they asked me about, they talking about his belief, and I make a simple question. Do you believe in Jesus Christ is the only God? You accept Jesus Christ in your heart like the only God in your life? You know what is the answer. And I use John 3:16. In John 3:16, they said, "For God so loved the world, then he gave his one and only Son." You know, God loved this world. God loved you. God loved us. There is a reason God gave his Son. This is the character of God, is love. Let me tell you. Why couples sometimes they cannot, why couples they cannot love his husband or wife? It's because it is very important, the love of God. Sometimes couples they don't have that part of the love. And we need the love for God because this is the natural thing of God. God created everything with one purpose. For love. And who loved God? God, he loved us. And the second thing we can understand in the joys of Christmas is God is with us. And in the Bible, we need to remember when the angel, he said the name of Jesus is Emmanuel, is God with us. So in each moment in our life, God is with you. Some people, they feel alone when they are crossed from the divorce. When your parents, they forget you when you was a kid and you grew up with that things in your heart and your mind, you think, so I grew up alone? The Bible said God is all the time is good with you. And this is the good news. So it means the next year, you don't need to confront or you don't need to go alone for the next 2017. Because God is with you. You don't need to be concerned. You don't need to be fear. And this year is a good moment. It's a good opportunity for me for talk with our Latino people. Because they feeling fears about the elections. And I told them, hey guys, so we need to focus in him. No matter what happened with politicians. The point here is, where is my faith? Where is my direction? God is with you all the times. And this is a good opportunity for us talking about him in the Latino community. And the second thing, the third thing we can find in the joy of Christmas is God is for us. The Bible, they said, God sending his Son to this world for one reason, for save the world for the sin. And a lot of people, they feel fear when they come close to God. Why? Because it's my fault, you know. I feel that way. People, they feel that way. It's my fault. I do this, I do that, and my past life. And they think God is angry with you. But God is for us. There is the reason he sent Jesus Christ to this world. Jesus, he don't came for condemn the world. The people, Jesus, he came for save us. Our big enemy is not my neighbor. Our big enemy is me, myself. This is my enemy and my life. Jesus, you know, in the Bible, when you can read the Bible, you can find this word, this expression in the Bible. Don't be afraid. You know how many times don't be afraid is in the Bible? 365 times. So you have one time a day, don't be afraid. Why? Because God is with us. That is the reason. And this is big reason to trust in Him. And the joys of Christmas. The second thing we can find here is the second reason of the joys of Christmas is salvation. And the Bible said, today, born in the city of David, one Savior is Christ, the Lord. And I want to make one stop here. Everything God, he do with a purpose, with intention. And the first thing, the reason he saved us, he saved for three reasons or three dimensions. He saved for our sin, because we are sinners. And Jesus' name means salvation. And he came to save Mexican, American, people from Guatemala or from other part of the world. Jesus, he came from that people. It's not make different for God. The only problem we have is the sin. The sin is when I wanna be my own boss. When I wanna be I am my own preacher. Oh, it's Mario again, he wanna preach. So, you know, the sin is when I wanna do the thing I wanna do independent from God. I wanna make my decision independent from God. This is the sin. And if we come in honest with our spiritual life, if we go that way, we feel empty, spiritual. And when our life is empty, people, they try to fill his life in the wrong places. And you can find in Romans chapter 7, verse 24 to 25, you can see the apostle Paul. He said, inside in me, my flesh, he pushed me to that sin. But my spirit, he wanna worship with God. Our problem is inside. Our problem is inside in me. It's not outside. I am the problem. I am the solution only to him. So the second reason of the joys is salvation. We can find the second dimension of the salvation. Save it for purpose. God have a plan for save us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the time. We can find a joy in the wrong places. You can go to technology, you can go to expensive presents, you can go to good salaries, you can go to good vacation, you can do all the kind of things, but you cannot find the real joys, because it's only in the salvation of Christ. This is the only way we can find the real joy. And the third dimension of the salvation, We say for obedience and grace and God. A lot of some people, they believe they only say for faith, but we need obedience, that faith, not alone the faith. We cannot buy go to the heaven because somebody paid the ticket for you. Somebody paid the ticket for go to heaven for you. It is him. Jesus. He was perfect. You and me, we are not perfect. In Mark 16:16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. We need to obedience the faith in God. So God have a purpose. God have a plan with us. And this is part of the salvation. And the last, the third reason of the joys of Christmas is reconciliation. Reconciliation. The Bible, they said that angel, he said that part of the reconciliation in Luke. Glory to the Lord in the highest, and peace in the men and the people. And this is reconciliation. When a girlfriend and a boyfriend, when they're broken and they come back again, when a husband and wife, they broke and they came back again. When a son, he quit from his house, the parents, and he came back again. This is reconciliation. Reconciliation is peace inside. The things you can see outside, you cannot make it. And that way have a peace. We live in the rich country in the world. You know, the poor people in America is the richest in the world. The income average in the half of the population in the world is $3 a day. Or less, more than 3 billion of people. This is his income. God bless America. Reconciliation, we only give to us, or maybe more, three benefits. When you have the reconciliation with God, we can take three benefits. Peace with God. Peace with God is not about your ideas. It's not about what you can do. It's not about me. When people, they thinking and live in his own ways, his own decision. I want to take my own decision, Daddy. I live from my home and I want to do the thing I want to do. It's in that moment is when we start the third world with God. Fight with God. We need a reconciliation with God. And that way we have the peace in our life. You know, when you trust in him, our fears is disappear. Our fall is redeemed, our sin. And I remember, I never forgot when we went to Jerusalem in March. Somebody mentioned a place where this person, he have a problem for walk. And Jesus, he said, I redeem your sin. Stand and walk. You know, this is the more important thing. When Jesus, he redeemed our sin. And then we can have the real peace. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in this part of, in this benefit of the reconciliation, peace with God, it don't make sense. When when I'm trying to do the peace in my way, in my own way. We cannot find. The only way we can find that peace is when our faith is in the grace and the mercy of God, not in my way. When we make the peace with God, and then we have a spiritual peace in our life. And the second benefit of the reconciliation is peace in God. Where is that peace? The peace in God is in my heart. No matter what happened with the circumstances, the peace is in my heart. And I remember when Peter, he was in a jail. Before they torture and they put it in a jail, and he singing to the Lord. You know, because his peace not was in his circumstance, was in his heart. It's no matter what happened in the future, our peace is with him. The third benefit of the reconciliation is peace with everybody. You know, it's complicated. When I wanna be open, you know, in this way. It's complicated. The Latinos, how they think and how they feeling. Latinos, they feeling fear in this way. They want to do the thing they want to do. And when you apply the rules, and they said, okay, I don't understand, but they feel fear. But how we can say our people, in God, we don't have that fear. God love everybody. How I can express these people? I love him. I love these people. How I can express that way? This is only way. Jesus, he born in Bethlehem, but he died on the cross. Jesus, he paid the price for love the people, for have peace with everybody. We need to pay the price. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's very complicated, very difficult. But you know, the peace of the Nativity, the peace of Christmas, this is a good opportunity to express to the world who live in my heart, who give me the direction in my family, who give me the direction and my financial. This is a good opportunity to express the sinners, the world, who is him, and what is the purpose he born in Bethlehem. And before I finish, I remember one of the Easter's when I was a kid, and I forget the toy. When I was 7 years age, one of the lady came our home in Mexico, in my hometown, and she came, and this lady sell a lot of American toys and stuff, you know, from the United States, but many, many years ago, you know. I'm 50 today. I was 7 maybe in that time, long time ago. That lady, she bring a lot of toys, and I saw the toys, and I wanted one of that toys. Was a train. And my mom, she don't buy, you know, she don't pay the price, you know, and okay, like other kids, you know. But when this lady came out home, this lady, before she left, she said to me, hey, one day I want to give it to you one train. I want to give it to you free. And when this lady came our home, you know, I don't know, one or two, three times a year, I talk him with her and say, hey, you remember my train? Oh, yeah. You know when she gave it to me? I receive it in my home next day after I married. You know, but this is my conclusion, brothers. We need to persist in this Christmas. Christmas is not only for a season. The nativity is not only for this moment, for December 24. Christmas is for each day of our life. We need to persist in the Christian life. We need to show the world who is Him. You know, and this is the joys of the nativity. This is the joys of Christmas. We can find peace in our heart. We want to say the invitation, Brother Todd. If somebody want to receive Jesus in your heart and your life, our brother, he want to make the invitation.